الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبعد. ذكر إمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى وإمام مسلم في صحيحيهما من حديث أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خطب يوم العيد، عيد الأضحى يا أخوان، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أي يوم هذا؟ فقلنا: الله ورسوله أعلم. فسكتنا ظننا أنه سيسميه بغير اسمه، فقال: أليس يوم الأضحى؟ فقلنا: بلى يا رسول الله. فقال: فأي شهر هذا؟ فسكتنا ظننا أنه سيسميه بغير اسمه، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أليس الشهر الحرام؟ فقلنا: بلى يا رسول الله. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: فأي بلد هذا؟ فقلنا: الله ورسوله أعلم. فسكتنا ظننا أنه سيسميه بغير اسمه، فقال: ليس البلدة؟ فقلنا: بلى يا رسول الله. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله حرم عليكم دماءكم وأموالكم وأعراضكم كحرمة يومكم هذا في شهركم هذا في بلدكم هذا. In this authentic narration, ya ikhwan, collected by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim fi sahihayhima, on the authority of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, where he mentioned that the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood before the people on the day of Adha, the day of the Eid, and began to give them a sermon and to exhort them, ya ikhwan, regarding the affairs of the religion. And the Messenger of Allah Muhammad asked the companions, what day is this? And the companions answered, Allah and His Messenger know best. And Abu Bakr said, we remained quiet, thinking that the Messenger of Allah Muhammad was going to give it another name other than what he called it. And the Messenger of Allah Muhammad said, is it not the day of Adha? Is it not the day of Yawm al-Eid? And they said, of course, O Messenger of Allah, it is indeed the day of Eid. And then the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, and what month is this? And the companions again said, ya ikhwan, Allah and His Messenger know best. And Abu Bakr said, we remained quiet, thinking that he was going to give it another name. And the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is it not the sacred month? Is it not the sacred month Dhul Hijjah? And the companions said, of course, O Messenger of Allah. And then the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued, ya ikhwan, and he said, what is this town that we are in? And again the companion said, Allah and His Messenger know best. And Abu Bakr continued by saying, ya ikhwan, we remained quiet, thinking he was going to name it with something else. And the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is it not al-Balda, meaning the sacred precincts of Mecca? And the companion said, indeed, O Messenger of Allah, it is indeed the sacred precincts. And then the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya ikhwan, he said, indeed Allah has made your wealth and your blood and your honor as sacred to one another as this day of yours, in this month of yours, in these sacred precincts of yours. Listen to the statement of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya ikhwan, clarifying for us, ikhwan, the sanctity of the believer. Clarifying for us, ya ikhwan, the sacredness of the blood, the property, and the honor of the Muslim. This is a tremendous matter, ya ikhwan, that we elevate, ikhwan, these narrations, and we remember them in the times of fitna, and we remember them, ikhwan, in the days of our lives when walking and moving about in the earth. Imam al-Dhahabi, ya ikhwan, brings this tremendous book, Al-Kaba'ir, the book of the major sins, ya ikhwan, Al-Kabir Al-Khamis Wal-Arba'oon, In the 45th of the major sins, Ya Akhwan, An-Namam. An-Namam, Ya Akhwan. The major sin of the tail carrier. The one who goes about in the earth, spreading tales, spreading falsehoods, making namima, breaking up relations between the people. And as the ulama have mentioned, Ikhwan, regarding the definition of namima, it is those individuals, Ya Ikhwan, who yamshi fil ard bi kalam in nas. They are those who roll through the earth and walk through the earth with the speech of one another, Ya Ikhwan. And ba'd ulama minhum Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, they mention, kullu ma yuqra an yukshaf anhu fa huwa min an-namima. And Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he mentions, Ya Ikhwan, in the explanation of namima, that everything that is uncovered and is exposed, that is disliked, falls under the category and the bab of an-namima. An-namam, Ya Ikhwan, barakallahu feekum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُطِعْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَهِينٍ هَمَّازٍ مَشَّاءٍ بِنَمِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Ya Ikhwan, to the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallam, and do not obey the one who swears much. And as the ulama have mentioned, Ikhwan, that the one who goes about in the earth swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything that he says, لا يكون إلا كاذبا, he is only a liar. For he wants to fool you and trick you by constantly saying, Wallahi, Wallahi, Tallahi, Billahi. This individual, as the ulama have said, ما يكون إلا كاذبا, he is only a liar. And Allah also says to the Messenger of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these verses, do not obey those who swear much and are liars and feeble-minded. Those who are slanderers, who go about in the earth carrying tales. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Ikhwan, is clarifying for us what is the lot, Ikhwan, what is the fortune of the individual who goes about in the earth carrying tales, going to such and such from a people and saying, guess what Fulan said about you? Or guess what Fulan is saying about so and so? That the lot of these individuals, Ya Ikhwan, is they are not to be listened to. They are not to be turned to. And as Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he said, Ya Ikhwan, in clarifying these verses, he said, وَأَلَّذِي مَنَّ إِلَيْكَ كَلَامِ النَّاسِ مَنَّ كَلَامَكَ إِلَى غَيْرِكَ. That anyone who will come to you and narrate to you what others have said, they will narrate what you have said to others. So do not turn to them. لَا تُطِعْهُمْ وَلَا تَلْتَفِتْ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا تَسْمَعْ إِلَيْهِمْ. Shaykh Uthaymeen said, so therefore do not listen to them and do not turn to them and do not pay them any attention. The Messenger of Allah Muhammad said in this regard, Ya Ikhwan, لا يدخل الجنة نمام. In the authentic narration, متفق عليه, that is agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim, where the Messenger of Allah Muhammad clarified that the tail carrier will not enter paradise. This is an evidence, Ya Ikhwan, that this is from the major sins, that the carrying of tails, running through the earth, being an imam, spreading the speech of the people, uncovering that which is to be hidden, and the likes of this, trying to cause corruption between the relations of the people, those who have love for one another, those who have a bond with one another, that this, Ikhwan, is from those matters, that the individual has been threatened with not entering paradise. And as Imam al-Nawawi mentions, Ya Ikhwan, regarding this matter, فَهُوَ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّ مَعَ الْفَائِزِينَ, then he is from those who will not enter paradise with those who have been given success. And as Ibn Hajjah says in Fathul Bari, fi awwali wahala, he will not be from those who enter paradise with the first and the foremost from the inhabitants of paradise. Here we see, Akhwan, barakallahu feekum, that the likes of this action, this evil action, is from that which slows an individual up, prevents an individual from entering paradise with the fa'izeen, those who are successful, those who Allah is pleased with. If it was nothing else, Ya Ikhwan, that we mentioned today from the evils of namima, of spreading tales and carrying tales, if there was nothing, Ikhwan, other than this great evil of slowing you from paradise, then how great is this wa'id, Ya Ikhwan? How great is the threat of this punishment, Ya Ikhwan, for those who go about in the earth spreading the likes of this namima? Also we find in the authentic narration of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, marra bi qabrain, that the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by two graves. And he said, Ya Akhwan, وَإِنُّهُ قَالْ إِنُّهُمَا لَيُعَذَّبَانِ, indeed they are being punished. لَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي الْكَبِيرِ, and they may think, or the people may think, that they are not being punished for that which is major. بَلَا إِنُّهُ لَكَبِيرِ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam testified and clarified and emphasized that indeed it is major. بلى إنه لكبير. It is a major sin. أما أحدهما فكان يمشي بالنميمة. As for one of them, then he shall walk through the earth, spreading tales and tale carrying. وأما الآخر فلم يستتر من بوله. And as for the other, then he didn't use to protect himself from his urine. Look at this narration of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, clarifying for us, Ikhwan, what is the lot of the tale carrier, the one who goes through the earth carrying tales, corrupting relations between wife and husband, corrupting relations between brother and brother, corrupting relations between family members and friends and those who have had love for one another for some time, that they are punished in their graves, Ikhwan. Bala innahu lakabir, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed it is a major thing. It is not a small thing. Do not look at this matter, Ikhwan, as if it is something light. Rather, it is major. As Al-Dhahabi brings it, Ikhwan, in Al-Kabair, the book of the major sins. So what do we say, Ikhwan, when we look at the individual who goes about in the earth finding a safe haven with us in tail carrying? What do we now say, Ikhwan, when we find individuals protecting the honor of the tail carrier? When the Messenger of Allah Muhammad has mentioned the evil of these individuals, when Allah has commanded us not to obey them or to turn to them or to listen to them. But here we find ourselves protecting them. So and so says such and such about you. Who said it? I can't tell you. Protecting the identity of the namam. And we will see in a second that the one who does this, he is a namam. She is a namam. The one who comes to you with the speech of the people, they have turned themselves into tail carriers and they are falling under the threat of that which we are mentioning. Also from the statement of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ala akhbirukum bi khiyarikum, should I show you who is the best from amongst you? And the companion said, bala ya Rasulullah. Faqala an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alladhina idha ru'u dhukira Allah, the best of you are those that when the people see you, Allah is remembered when you see them. Do they remind you of the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad ﷺ? Do they remind you of the ayat from the book of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Are they people who are walking with the sunnah? Do they remind you of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? And the Prophet ﷺ said, Ala ukhbirukum bi shararikum, should I not also tell you who is the worst from amongst you? The most despicable and evil from amongst you? And the companion said, Bala ya Rasulullah, of course, O Messenger of Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Ya Akhwan, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِالنَّمِيمَةِ وَالْمُفْسِدُونَ بِالْأَحِبَّةِ, they are those who walk through the earth spreading tales and tale carrying and corrupting love between people and corrupting the relations between people. And this is the reality, Ikhwan, of the namam, of the tale carrier. They corrupt the relations between people. Do we not see what the ulama have said, Ya Ikhwan? الْأَصُلْ فِي النَّمِيمَةِ الْحَرَكَةِ, that the foundation and the origin of namima, tail carrying, is movement, moving about. Masha'un bin namima, Allah says, going about in the earth spreading tales. Prophet says, Masha'un bin namima, those who go about spreading tales, they are those, Ikhwan, who make haraka, who make movement, who go about to and fro, spreading the speech of the people. And this has been sifat to shaitan. Indeed, this movement, this haraka, Ya Ikhwan, is from the descriptions of a shaitan. And indeed, those who truly believe in the nasiha, those who truly believe in nasiha, sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the ulama have mentioned, then they remember that from the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the attributes of Allah, is a satr, is covering these affairs and hiding that which la yukshaf, that which is not to be seen. So those who understand the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love what Allah loves, they believe in a satr, they believe in covering these things and not being from those who walk in the earth. In namima. We also mention, Ya Ikhwan, in this regard, the evil of these individuals, as the ulama have mentioned. And I end the first part of this khutbah, Ya Ikhwan, and what Imam An-Nawawi said, whenever someone comes to you with namima, whenever someone comes to you with these tales, what you are supposed to do, فَلَكَ أُمُورُ وَأَحْوَالُ, for you are certain circumstances that you must do. أَوَّلًا لَا يُصَدِّقَهُ لِأَنَّ النَّمَّامْ فَاسِكْ مَرْدُودِ الْخَبَرِ. Imam An-Nawawi says, first and foremost, you should not believe the one who comes to you with this information. For indeed they are a namam, a tale carrier. And the tale carrier is a fasiq. People want to talk about fisq. sin and transgression, then let it be known today that the one who carries tails is a fasiq. By the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the statement of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us elevate this sin. Let us mention this sin for what it is. It is fisq. And the one who does so is a fasiq. So when the one comes to you with this information, do not believe them. As I know what we mentioned. For innahu namam, for indeed they are a tail carrier. When namam fasiq, and the tail carrier is a sinner, a corrupt and wicked individual. Wa khabruhu mardood, and their narrations are to be rejected. Thani, the second he mentions ya akhwan, and yanhahu an dalik, wa yansahahu, wa yuqabbih fi'lahu. It is secondly to advise them for the sake of Allah, and to prohibit them, and to prevent them from what they are doing, and to tell them how despicable, and how evil, and how distasteful what they are doing is. Are we from those who give our ears to it? Are we from those who listen to it? Are we from those who remain quiet? La ya akhwan. This is not the way. Rather, as we see from Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah ta'ala, that what is for you is to prohibit them. And to advise them for the sake of Allah. Be a nasih. Be one who advises for the sake of Allah. And tell them just how despicable and how evil that matter is. And I guarantee you they won't come back. For how does a person find comfort to keep coming back to you and back to you and back to you with information about the people except that you are listening to them? For indeed, if you tell them to fear Allah and you tell them how despicable, how distasteful what they are doing is, they will never come back to you. So the mere fact that someone can come to you and tell you what someone said about you is proof that they listened to that kalam. La taltafit ilayhim ya akhwan, do not turn to them. Third, al-thalith, he mentions ya akhwan. And yubghiduhu fillah, fa'innuhu baghidun indallah, walbughdu fillahi wajib. And he mentions thirdly, akhwan, you must hate that person for the sake of Allah. For indeed they are hated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is obligatory to hate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you love this individual who makes namima? Do you have a softness in your heart for the one who makes namima? Do you have some soft place in your heart for the one who carries tales throughout the earth that know for certainty that Allah hates them? This is hated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Imam al-Nawawi said, it is incumbent upon you to hate what Allah hates, ya ikhwan. You don't love what Allah hates. And we don't hate what Allah loves. We hate namima. We hate tail carrying. We hate the destruction of relations. We hate the destruction of reputations. We hate this, ikhwan, because Allah hates it. And we hate those who walk with it. يُبَغِيدُهُ فِي اللَّهِ, hate them for the sake of Allah. فَإِنُّهُمْ بَغِيدٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, for indeed they are hated with Allah. وَالْبُغْدُ فِي اللَّهِ wajib, and hating for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obligatory. Next he mentions, ikhwan, from this. He mentions from this, ikhwan, أَلَّا يَظُنُّ بِالْمَنْقُولِ عَنْهُ سُوءٌ, that it is not permissible to have an evil thought about the one who they narrate from. So-and-so said you were such and such, or so-and-so said you did such and such. It is not permissible for you to have a bad opinion about the one they are narrating from. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ya akhwan, ijtanibu kathira min al-dhan, inna ba'da dhani itham. Abstain, refrain, stay away from suspicion, for indeed much of suspicion is sin. And also, akhwan, he mentions after this, from those affairs, ya akhwan, alla yahmiluku hadha ala tajassus wa tahqiqi fi dhalik, that this should not cause you to spy upon the Muslims and try to find out whether it's true or not. This is what the naman wants. This is what the tail carrier wants. He wants you to go back to the person or go back to other people and say, did you say such and such? Or did you do such and such? This causes corruption and hatred between the people. Do not obey him, ya akhwan. Do not do what he wants you to do. Do not do what she wants you to do, but rather tell them to fear Allah and refrain away from them. Don't go back to the person. This is not from the affair of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he also mentions from this, ya akhwan, in conclusion, in the last part of this, أَلَّا يَحْمِلُكَ ذَلَكَ يَا أَخْوَانِ أَنْ يَفْعَلْ مَا نُهِيَ عَنْهُ النَّمَّامِ فَتَحْكِ عَنْهُ النَّمِيمَةِ فَتُصْبِحْ نَمَّامًا. And lastly, Imam al-Nawawi mentions, ya akhwan, from these affairs, do not now be pleased with yourself, what has been prohibited from the tail carrier, that now you go and spread and you say what was told you from the namam, so now you become a namam. After now you are not pleased with that which he has done. It is evil what they have said, and now you go to someone else and you spread what was said. Then you have yourself become a namam. You have become yourself an imam. And I say to you, Ikhwan, regarding that which the Prophet ﷺ has said, إِنَّ شَرَارَ النَّاسِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ ذَا الْوَجْهَيْنِ, that indeed the worst of the people with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who have two faces. And the Prophet ﷺ said, الَّذِينَ يَذْهَبُونَ لَهَؤُلَاءِ بِكَلَامْ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ بِكَلَامْ أُولَائِكَ. The worst of the people, Ikhwan, are those who go to some people with the statements of the others, and then they go to the others with the statement of the first group. They are the worst of the people with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as was stated by the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we contacted some of our mashaykh, from them Shaykh Ubaid al-Jabiri, and from them Shaykh Muhammad al-Bazmul, and we asked them regarding this matter, about an individual who would do the likes of this, going to one masjid and speaking evil of people, and then going to another masjid speaking evil of people. And both of them said, Ya Akhwan, hadha tariq shaytaniya. This is a satanic path. This is the path of Satan, of Satan, Ikhwan. This is a devilish path. And the mashayikh both said, advise them, khawifuhum billah, tell them to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they do not stop what they are doing, fahadhiru minhum, then warn against them publicly. Wa nahnu ma'akum fi tahdhiri minhum. And we are with you in your warning against them. Let us now, Ikhwan, have a community where the tail carrier finds no safe haven, where the tail carrier finds no protection, where the tail carrier finds no port in the storm, but rather, Ikhwan, we make it difficult upon them, and we spread that what they have done, and mention who they are, and warn against them. If they do not cease and desist, for what they are doing is destroying the community, and destroying families, and destroying relations. This, Ikhwan, barakallahu fikum, is the affair of this religion. This is what we love as we love what Allah loves, and this is what we hate as we hate what Allah hates. And the second part of this khutbah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we will further examine some of these points, inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. نعم يا إخوان. And we mention from the statement of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, يا إخوان, collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, on the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن الله يرضى لكم ثلاث وَيَكْرَهَ لَكُمْ ثَلَاثْ, يَرْضَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تَعْبُدُوهُ وَحْدَهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَأَنْ تَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَأَنْ تُنَازِحُوا مَنْ وَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَمْرَكُمْ وَيَكْرَهُ قِيلَ وَقَالَ وَكَثْرَةُ السُّؤَالِ وَإِضَاعَةُ الْمَالِ. In the authentic narration, ya Ikhwan, collected by Imam Muslim in Sahih, but the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that indeed Allah is pleased with three things for you, and Allah hates three things for you. Ask for what Allah is pleased with. Then Allah is pleased for you that you worship Him alone, and you ascribe no partners in worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawheed. Allah is pleased with Tawheed for you, ya akhwan wa akhawat. Allah is pleased that you worship Him alone and ascribe no partners in worship. The making of Tawheed, ya Akhwan, and the affairs of Al-Uluhiyya, Al-Asma'i wa-Sifat, wa-Rububiyya, ya Akhwan, gave Allah His rights in those affairs. And Allah also loves and is pleased with you that you hold on, all of you together, to the rope of Allah, the Kitab and the Sunnah, and that you do not divide. And as the ulama have mentioned, Akhwan, that means repelling and fighting and distancing ourselves away from everything that separates us and divides us. And from it, Ikhwan, what we are mentioning, from namima, wal ghiba, and tail carrying, and he said, she said, and the likes of these matters. And from those things that Allah is pleased with for you, that you advise, sincerely advise, those who Allah has placed in authority over you, giving them sincere advice, not rebelling against them, not maligning them, not speaking out against them, but rather giving them sincere advice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Prophet ﷺ mentions, Ikhwan, indeed Allah hates for you three things. He hates for you, he said, she said. And as Imam al-Nawawi mentions, Ikhwan, in the sharh of Sahih Muslim. He says, Ya Ikhwan, he says, Qila wa qal, al khawdu fi kalam al nas. It is engaging in the speech of the people. Wa hikayat, atasarrufatihim bima la ya'nik. And it's going about in the earth, talking about the actions of the people in that which does not concern you, in that which is none of your business. This is Qila wa qal. He said that she said that so-and-so was arrested. And he said that she said that so-and-so beat his wife. And he said that she said that so-and-so was pregnant. And he said that she said that so-and-so was fornicated. And he said that she said, until the end of that, Allah hates this for you. As we have mentioned previously, as Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, do you not hate what Allah hates? If Allah hates it, why do you not hate it? And the sign of hating it is refraining from it. The sign of hating it is not doing it. For indeed, if someone hates to take something, it is distasteful for them. One does not like the taste of a certain medicine. Then when someone tried to put it in their mouth, they would shut their mouth up and their face would ball up as they hate it and they dislike it and they distaste it. It's distasteful. So if it is not hated to you, then how do you do it? How do you go about it in the earth? He said that she said. And if it is not hated to you, then why don't you hate what Allah hates? Why don't you love what Allah loves? Why are you not pleased with what Allah is pleased with? Allah hates it for you, ya akhawatu ikhwan. Allah is displeased with it for you. So hate it for yourselves. And the next time you catch yourself about to say something about he said, she said, do ikhwan. With Ibn Abi Layla, he mentioned ikhwan from the tabi'een, what he said, ya ikhwan. Every time you're about to speak, imagine yourself over the paradise and imagine yourself over the hellfire. And if you think what you're about to say will land you in paradise, then say it. And if you believe it's going to land you in the hellfire or in the displeasure of Allah, then remain quiet. And remember the statement of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a man will say a word and won't give any thought to it. And because of it, it will land him in his face in the hellfire. Let us be careful, ya ikhwan. And let's remember to hate what Allah hates. Allah is displeased with you. He is displeased for you. Qila wa qal. He said, she said. And as Shaykh Rabi mentions regarding this qila wa qal, huwa al-khawdu fil-batil. It is engaging in false speech, ikhwan. Wa isha'atu al-fahisha. And spreading tales of illicit sexual acts. So-and-so fornicated with so-and-so. And so-and-so made adultery with so-and-so. This ikhwan is from qila wa qal, isha'atu al-fahisha. The spreading of illicit sexual affairs. This is corruption of a community. This corrupts the reputation of a community. This corrupts ikhwan, the arad, the honor of people. It's not the honor of the people, as the Prophet ﷺ said, as sacred as that day of ours, in that month of ours, in that belt of ours. Yes, it is, ya ikhwan, barakallahu feekum. And as the Shaykh mentioned, Shaykh Rabi went on to mention, ya ikhwan. He went on to say, ya ikhwan, and it's also, nashr al-kadhib, is also spreading kadhib, lies. Wa kafa bil mar'i kadhiban. And you haditha bi kulli ma sami'a. It is enough to label a person a liar who narrates everything that they hear. How now can a person narrate 100 out of 100 narrations and not get something wrong? Therefore, the one who goes with qila wa qal, he said, she said, they're going to make lies whether they intend to or not. Whether it is true or not, they are going about isha'atul fahisha fil ladina amanu. I end in conclusion, ikhwan, regarding this matter of isha'atul fahisha fil ladina amanu. Allah has said in His Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشْجِعَ الْفَاحِشَ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ya ikhwan, and those who love that tales of illicit sexual actions be spread amongst the people, Allah has prepared for them a painful punishment in this life and in the next. And Allah knows, and you don't know. As Sa'di mentioned, ikhwan, regarding this tremendous verse. As Sa'di says, ya ikhwan, إِنَّ لِذِنْ يُحِبُّونَ تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَ. As for those who love the spread of al-fahisha. Al-fahisha, ya ikhwan, al-a'mal al-shani'a, al-mustaqbaha, al-musta'adhamah. As Sa'di says, there are evil actions, grave matters, sinful affairs, tales of fornication, tales of adultery, tales of the likes of this, ya ikhwan. These are those matters. Allah says those who love them, they love to spread them. Allah has prepared for them a painful punishment in this life and the next. And as the ulama have mentioned, as for the punishment in this life, it is the lashing. It is being lashed, Ikhwan, for spreading about a believer that which is not true. Abu Dawood al-Sijistani brings in his sunan, ya Ikhwan, that a man came to the Messenger of Allah Muhammad wa a'tarafa ala nafsihi, and he said that he had committed zina, that he had fornicated with a woman. And the Prophet ﷺ lashed him, the lashes of the fornicator, as he was not married before. And when the woman came forward, the Prophet ﷺ asked her regarding that. فَأَنْكَرَتْ ذَلِكَ, and she denied it. The Messenger of Allah Muhammad ﷺ turned back to that man, that companion, رضي الله عنه, may Allah be pleased with him. And he said to him, where are your witnesses? Do you have your witnesses for that which you have accused this woman of? And the man did not have any witnesses, companion did not have any witnesses. And the Messenger of Allah Muhammad wasallam commanded that he be lashed for accusing a believer without proof. This is Allah's religion. No one is guilty because someone makes qila wa qal, because someone makes isha'atul fahisha fil ladina amanu. We are those who stand up. We are people of principles. We are ahlus sunnah wal jama'ah. We are as-salafiyun, ya ikhwan. We carry these narrations, ikhwan. We carry these narrations upon our shoulders and we walk with them proudly, ya ikhwan. We memorize them and we implement them and we spread them and we tell the people to fear Allah as we are standing up as those who advise for the sake of Allah. Wa kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas. You are the best of mankind. You enjoin the good and forbid the evil. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, ikhwan, barakallahu feekum, is the affair of Ahlul Sunnah. This is the affair of Ahlul Sunnah. And as the Sa'di says, ya ikhwan, and this is the affair, إِمَّا الصَّادِرَ أَوْ أَمْ لَا صَادِرَ. Whether the actual thing happened or didn't happen, it is impermissible to spread it. Impermissible to spread it. And I conclude, ya ikhwan, with that which some of the Salaf have mentioned. As Imam al-Bukhari brings Ikhwan his Kitab al-Adab, Adab al-Mufrad, where he brings in his chapter, Ikhwan, Man sami al-fahisha fa'afshaha, regarding the one who hears of these tales and spreads them. He brings a narration of Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu, Man sha'a bil-fahisha, wa man sami'u sawa'un fi-dham, that the one who starts the sin, the tale, and the one who carries the tale after him, they are equal in sin. So do not believe now that because you did not start the rumor, but now you spread the rumor, do not now think that you are innocent. Rather, you are equal in sin. And it was mentioned, Ikhwan, by Shubayl ibn Auf. كَانَ يَرَّى بِأَنَّ مَنْ يَشِيعُ الْفَاحِشَةِ وَمَنْ يَبْدَاهَا سِوَاءَ فِي الْإِثْمِ. Shubayl ibn Auf said that the one who began with it and the one who spread it are equal in sin. And also Ata ibn Rabah said, Ya Ikhwan, كَانَ يَرَى النَّكَالَ عَلَى مَنْ سَمِعَ الْفَاحِشَةَ فَأَشَاعَهَا. And Atai, he said, he saw, Ikhwan, that the one should be punished who goes about in the earth spreading these tales. For indeed they have made isha'atul fahisha. They have opposed that which Allah has mentioned in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I conclude, ya Ikhwan, that the ulama have mentioned this is whether it is kalamin, al kitabatin, al ima'in, al ghayra dhalik. This is whether, Ikhwan, it is stated by one's tongue, or whether it is written by one's hand, or typed by one's computer. Those who hide, Ikhwan, in their dark rooms. Those who hide, Ikhwan, like shayateen, like devils, as Sheikh Luhaydan mentioned. No one knowing their identities. Hiding, Ikhwan, barakallahu feekum, in the darkness of their rooms. These individuals, Ikhwan, they are namams. They are tail carriers. They are those who make isha'atul fa'isha fil ladina amanu. They are hated by Allah. They are hated by Ahlul Sunnah because Allah hates them. Hiding, Ikhwan, dipping and diving. If the haq was with them, ya ikhwan, then let them take the proper routes, be it nilahi tabarak wa ta'ala, and let them do that which is commanded to them in the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad wasallam. So I remind myself as I remind the believers, tell these individuals to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, refrain from any website, refrain from any writing, refrain from any book, refrain from any individual who goes about in the earth spreading these lies, spreading this evil, spreading this corruption, spreading these false tales, spreading the tales of corruption and sin and zina, fornication and adultery, homosexuality, and whatever it may be, tell them to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hate them because Allah hates them. And indeed it is wajib to hate what Allah hates. And I remind myself of this, ya Ikhwan, and I remind you, bin Allah ta'ala, and this is what we wanted to mention today, bin Allah ta'ala, وأقيم الصلاة.